This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Export-Import Bank, known in the vernacular as the Ex-Im Bank, announced today that it has returned $675 million to the Treasury. Revenues in excess of costs for FY14, not really profits technically, since it is a government agency. It is also a government agency that has attracted a disproportionate amount of attention this year over, fundamentally, whether it ought to exist or not. Fred Hochberg is the chairman of the board of the Export-Import Bank. Mr. Hochberg, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Kai.
Maybe the first thing you ought to do, sir, is tell us exactly what it is that you do. What does the Ex-Im Bank do?
Well, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, we're a federal agency, an independent agency, actually started during the Depression under FDR. And we exist solely to help support U.S. jobs when U.S. companies are selling products overseas.
Why does global trade need you, though? I mean, won't private lenders pile in? I mean, that's the GOP argument, right? Private lenders will pile in and make all this money, and we don't need you to do it.
And they do. They do. 98% of export sales don't need us. And they do very well on their own. That's plan A. We're plan B. Generally, the private sector would prefer to deal with larger companies. That's where we step in. We fill a gap when the private sector is unable, unwilling, or market conditions are just too risky for them.
Let me take a bigger company, though, and the example that everybody loves to use is Boeing and how Boeing would disappear tomorrow if the Ex-Im Bank weren't around. You buy that?
No, Boeing would not disappear if the Ex-Im Bank disappeared tomorrow. Boeing is a great company, one of the most innovative American companies, top flight engineering, no pun intended, and Ex-Im products. But let's remember one other thing. They aren't alone. Boeing has the backing of the Export-Import Bank, if needed, just the way Airbus gets the backing of foreign governments, the government of Germany, France, and Britain. That's who they're competing against.
To the controversy that surrounded the Ex-Im Bank earlier this year, you guys are, and I say this with all respect, you're a fairly obscure little federal agency.
I'm so hurtful.
But you guys were the headlines. I mean, people were talking government shutdown because the GOP didn't want to fund the Ex-Im Bank. Can you believe this is happening to you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Kai. The silver lining is more companies, more small businesses, and more U.S. exporters are now aware of the Export-Import Bank. But I will tell you, the exporters I talk to, they're baffled by this. They look at it and they say, wait, you guys cost no money. You support hundreds of thousands of jobs. They don't understand what the debate's about.
The extension that the Congress agreed to earlier this year was through mid-2015. Are we going to have to deal with hearing your name in the news again come next summer?
Well, we got a 9-month extension to June 30th. We're going to be working with a new Congress, so there will be a number of new members in both the House and the Senate. We're going to be working on that, and I'm hopeful. You know, we have been reauthorized, which means we're an agency that sunsets. That's why this is a debate. But for 16 times in the last 80 years, we've been reauthorized without much of a fight, without much being noticed, except for last time. There are no Democratic jobs, there are no Republican jobs, there are jobs in every state that are dependent on exports, and when they need us, we need to be there.
Fred Hochberg is the chairman of the board of the Export-Import Bank of the United States. Mr. Hochberg, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks a lot.